Spadefoot toads don't usually make sound, but if you pick one up and handle it for a minute, like Mass Autobahn field technician Sarah Kuto, it might let out its most bellicose warning, which isn't exactly a roar.
Yes, that was a I'm uncomfortable, please stop and put me down.
These brown toads have an hourglass shape on their backs, and they grow to be about the size of a billiard ball.
She's a little one, so
It's 9 p.m. at the Shumit Holly Wildlife Sanctuary, and Mass Autobahn researchers are putting on headlamps to look for the toads. They do this each week from late spring into summer, moving through the woodlands as fireflies blink, spring peepers trill, and gray tree frogs croak. And the question they go out to answer, will the spadefoot toad breed tonight?
So this project is 11 years in the making. Here at Shumit Holly, spadefoot toads have bred twice ever.
That's Jay Cordero, a wildlife biologist with Mass Autobahn. His life's work, getting toads in the mood, is essential now. The spadefoot population is in serious decline because their breeding habitat, a vernal pool, is increasingly rare.
A vernal pool is just a temporary wetland, sort of like a pond that doesn't last. It dries up, and the reason that the spadefoots use it is because there are no fish in them.
Vernal pools used to be abundant, but development and climate change have upended that. Another problem for breeding, when the spadefoot population is low, it's dangerous for males to make mating calls.
So it's not in their best interest to make lots of noise if they think something's down here going to eat them.
But if they don't call, they don't mate, and the population dies out. That's exactly what happened at Shumit Holly. So to bring the toads back to Falmouth, Mass Autobahn started with tadpoles from another site. Then they enlisted local kids, who helped release 40,000 spadefoots into the wild.
Every single spadefoot toad tadpole that has been raised in captivity was raised by a school children on Cape Cod, and these kids know how to do it. We have a 95% survival ratio in the classroom.
Plus, volunteers helped build 7 artificial vernal pools at Shumit Holly. They're designed so that it takes longer for the water to evaporate.
That's giving these animals a second chance, because otherwise, I mean, they may just hop around here for years and just end up becoming a bunch of geriatric toads who never reproduce or have any babies and just talk about their single lives at Shumit Holly Wildlife Sanctuary if there weren't any pools here.
It took 10 years for those efforts to make a difference. But finally, last summer, Kuto and Cordero got the payoff when they heard the males start making their signature mating call.
Their mating call is, I can't really describe it. It's very silly sounding, but
can you make it?
I can try my best. It's like a wah. Sounds like upset stomach.
I think it sounds like upset stomach. After too much Taco Bell, it's sort of a How was that?
In reality, it goes like this. Kuto recorded this audio last year. And those indigestion-like croaks represent a breakthrough moment for this 11-year project. And again, this summer, for the second year in a row, the males called out and the females responded.
So everywhere in this pool where you see a flag is the location of a breeding egg mass in those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 spots.
In June, Mass Autobahn found an estimated 200 to 300 healthy, wild-born tadpoles. It's likely only a few survived. But Jay Cordero thinks this progress means they're just a few years away from establishing a self-sustaining colony of spadefoots at Shumit Holly in Falmouth.
I think we're here. I think going forward, this is going to be the norm here.
Next year, he hopes, the woods will be full of that special sound. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Eve Zuckoff.